Jeremy, it is interesting. Today is August 6th. It's the 70th anniversary of the day the U.S. bombed Hiroshima. It's the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Voting Rights Act. And 1 year ago this weekend, Michael Brown was shot in Ferguson, Missouri. So it's a critical time in American history. But today we are also looking ahead.
That's right, to the 2016 presidential debates. Today, the Democratic National Committee announced the schedule for its six debates starting in October. And of course, tonight, 10 Republicans take the stage in Cleveland in prime time. And we've heard a lot about that debate, but don't forget what is jokingly being called the happy hour debate. The seven candidates who didn't make the polling cut for the primetime event are hours away from their own Fox News debate. Three former governors, a senator, the runner-up to the 2012 Republican nomination, a former CEO, and a governor. It hasn't been getting as much attention as the primetime debate, but let's give it some right now with Rick Klein, ABC News political director. He's with us from Cleveland. Hi, Rick.
Great to be with you.
And what are your expectations at this point for this earlier debate?
It is going to be an attempt, maybe a desperate attempt at times, to become part of the conversation. It's a bitter disappointment to some of these candidates to not be at the main event, to not even be considered in the top 10. So they're going to try to do things to try to put themselves in as part of that conversation. Interesting to me that the two candidates who've been most anti-Trump in recent weeks, Rick Perry and Lindsey Graham, they saw their poll numbers maybe suffer nationally. They'll both be there. So Trump's most virulent critics could be appearing just hours earlier. Do some of them take that anti-Trump card and try to play it at the debate? And does anyone else have a kind of a trick up their sleeve to try to get notice and try to get attention?
Well, that's the question. Are they going to, in order to get attention and the attention that they're going to need, are they going to have to go after people who aren't even in the room with them? Will they be going after Trump?
I've been talking to campaign aides and advisors, and they maintain that this is an opportunity for them to talk to undecided voters and an introductory moment, and it's more about them than it is about Mr. Trump. But I also know that if they have the opportunity to do it, they're going to take it. They're not going to be criticizing the format so much as just criticizing the man who isn't there. But I think they'll look for moments to do that and look for openings where it makes sense. I wouldn't expect it to be a Trump pile-on unless the moderators push it that way, because I think if you're Lindsey Graham or George Pataki or Jim Gilmore or even Rick Perry, you know that your ticket to the White House, your ticket to the Republican nomination has to be defined around something broader than attacking the current frontrunner who happens to be a billionaire reality star.
Well, how many tickets out of this debate do you think there will be to get back into the main stage?
It's hard for me to imagine the top 10 changing that much in the space of about 5 weeks. But, you know, we did see some poll movement. We saw Chris Christie hang on to his spot, John Kasich rising with his late announcement. I think there's a chance for one or two of these folks that are part of the early event, the men and the one woman, Carly Fiorina, on that stage, to maybe crack the top 10 by the mid-late September, the next time they'll have this opportunity. But it gets harder as time goes on.
Well, as you said, there is some disappointment, understandably, from the candidates who are going to be in this earlier debate rather than the primetime debate. Not everybody's showing it publicly. Rick Perry tweeting that he looks forward to the early debate on what will be a serious exchange of ideas and positive solutions to get America back on track. That's a quote from his tweet. Rick Santorum, on the other hand, going after Fox News and the Republican Party for using these polls to select the candidates for the primetime debate. Here he is on CNN this morning.
The fact that we're arbitrarily limiting that debate is, I just think, a disservice to the American public. And you know, if I was the Republican Party, I'd be boasting about our riches, not trying to cull the field by debate rules.
And Rick, we should say Rick Santorum was the guy who came in second to Mitt Romney in the Republican nominating contest in 2012.
He was essentially the runner-up, the last man standing against, and the person that got the second most delegates. He would also, if debates were being held at this stage in 2007 that had a cutoff, he wouldn't have made those cutoffs. He came almost out of nowhere, even in Iowa, to win the Iowa caucuses. So he's kind of the counterpoint for all of this. But even for a Santorum, this is a bitter disappointment, to not be able to make the top 10. He has the experience, the recent experience, of being an also-ran for most of the campaign and then surging into a position where he could at least be challenging for the nomination. It's hard to imagine someone like that just giving up because he doesn't make a debate or two.
How long until one of these candidates from either debate has to drop out of the race because they just can't get the support or the money they need to keep going?
Yeah, I've been having that conversation with Republican strategists, and there is a thought that maybe one or two might might drop out before the voting starts. But we could see Iowa roll around with 14, 15 candidates. Yeah. And that means a very split field. And it also could potentially mean a good field for Donald Trump because of his celebrity, because of the support he's already got early. You don't need to win 50% to win in a 15-person field. This sort of scattered field definitely gives an advantage to the big names.
Rick Klein, political director with ABC News, joining us from Cleveland, the site of tonight's debates on Fox News. Rick, thank you.
Hey, thank you.